This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Some fun on a Monday, January 2nd, 2023. It's a brand new year. Did you miss me? I know you did, because I missed you. I have been chomping at the bit to get back here and have some fun for a while. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. Sorry, I just got the soundboard back. I've been without my soundboard for like a week now. I have needs. There are some things that
I
need.
Freedom is not free.
And the soundboard is one of them. But here's what we have for tonight. Trump puts out a statement about pro-lifers in the midterms. We'll talk about that here in just a few. The Times Square machete guy didn't get a whole lot of play. Maybe you heard about it, but didn't get a whole lot of play. We're going to talk a little bit about loneliness, craziness, this new world we have going. Mitch McConnell doing an event with Joe Biden, believe it or not. The climate change death cult. We have a creepy update on the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Why you should never buy anything from General Motors. And so much more. And yes, I'll give you an update on the vacation. Oh, I should do that shortly. Because isn't there anything better than when you didn't get to take a vacation and someone did and they come back and tell you all about it? No. Chris, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. No, let me tell you about the beach. I actually do have a lot to say about that, but I want to begin with this. Trump on social media, on Truth Social, puts out this statement. And I'm not going to stay long on this because there's so much I want to get to tonight and so many emails and so many other. I mean, how could I stay too long on the heavy stuff when I have emails like this? Dear Shogun, we need you back. We like Jesse. He's the best. Radio is not the same without you. I hope you're having a great vacation. You can read this on the air. Yes, I'm back. So we're not going to stay too long on this. I'm going to just read the statement. This was Trump's statement. It wasn't my fault that the Republicans didn't live up to expectations in the midterms. I was 233 and 20. It was the abortion issue, poorly handled by many Republicans, especially those that firmly insisted on no exceptions, even in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother, that lost a large number of voters. Also, the people that got pushed so hard for decades against abortion got their wish from the U.S. Supreme Court and just plain disappeared, not to be seen again. Plus Mitch's stupid dollars. All right, let's just go through a couple things here really quickly. One, no exceptions, including the life of the mother. There's not a single Republican in the United States of America who campaigned on that. In fact, nobody even supports that. That's not even a pro-life position. That's blatantly not true. Two, just plain disappeared, not to be seen again. The pro-life voting bloc. This is well known in Republican circles and has been known for years and years and years. The pro-life voting bloc in the GOP is the most reliable voting bloc. I don't care what you believe about it. Doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. We're just talking politics here. We're not talking about the issue itself. In fact, I'm going to avoid the issue itself because you already know my thoughts on it. I don't have to talk about that. We're going to talk about just politically. The pro-life voting bloc, they showed up big time in the midterms, like they always do, because it's a more religious voting bloc. Religious people, just like the communists, are more committed. They're going to show up every single time. They'll show up to vote against abortion every single time. So that part also isn't true. Plus Mitch's stupid dollars, that part is true. Mitch McConnell holding money back from people like Blake Masters in Arizona, that part's 100% true. But all that aside, two things I want to address here. We're not even going to talk pro-life, not pro-life. We're not dealing with that. Two things I want to address. One, it wasn't my fault. It's January 2nd. The midterms were 2 months ago. What is the purpose of this? What kind of messaging is this? And is that leadership? We need Donald Trump to lead on important issues. Lead. Right now, he's the leader of the Republican Party, and I will consider him the leader of the Republican Party until he either loses in a primary or loses in the general, and then he's finished. But until then, sitting president, kind of had a shady election. I consider him to be the leader. We need him to lead. It wasn't my fault. Setting all else aside in there, that is not inspiring. That is not leadership. That is not getting all the people out there, all the wonderful Trump people with their Trump hats and Trump flags and MAGA bumper stickers out there. That is not getting people fired up and excited and ready. And yes, we can do this again. And that is the kind of message that he is going to have to carry going forward. It is going to have to be a future message. Donald Trump has got to shift from 2020 Trump, 2022 Trump to 2024 Trump. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Show me how you're going to save us. Show me the inspiring message. And it wasn't my fault. Ain't going to cut it. That's one. Two, let's address one other thing here. The pro-life issue. Again, I don't care what you feel about it. You know how radically pro-life I am. I don't care how you feel about it. We're not even talking about that issue right now. For purely political reasons, you should want, right now, you should want every single red area of the country to be passing aggressive pro-life bills. Now, I know, I'm not naive. Nothing's going to pass in New York City. I'm not naive. So why should you care? Why would you want Arkansas to pass an aggressive pro-life bill? Why, Jesse? I don't even care about the issue. Listen, there are ways you can filter out your life personally. Let's set politics aside for a moment. Just personally. Let's work on filtering out your life. Do you know that if you show up on a date, let's say you have a date coming up. Maybe you guys met online. Maybe it's a blind date. And you show up on a date. And you've heard nothing but terrible things about this person. And you've heard that he or she's awful. And you don't want to be there. You know that you can end that date pretty early, right? Show up dressed like a turd. Make sure something's green is in your teeth. Don't brush your teeth. Be annoyed. Get on your phone the whole time. You can filter that out. And it works the other way. You can have good filters, too. Maybe you're a single person. Speaking of dating and things like that, I don't know why that came up. It just popped in my head. If you're a single person, this is something that I personally struggle with because I have no sense of fashion. But if I was a single person and I was wanting a mate. Is that old-fashioned to say a mate, Chris? Is it old? Shut up, Chris. Anyway, dress nicer. Never hurts to dress a little nicer. Fellas, the ladies never said, man, I wish she dressed more like a turd. Ladies, guys have never said, ah, hate when she wears those skirts and heels. Ech, just put on some sweats already. It's never happened. Never happened. These are ways you can filter things. If you want your red area purged of the communist scum in this country, one of the great ways to do it is to pick the issue they are most passionate about and do something that they hate. Find what the communist hates, as we've said before, and feed it to him over and over and over and over and over again until he begs you to stop. And then you feed it to him even more until he begs you for mercy. And then you feed it to him even more until he flees. You pass pro-life bills, not just because you believe in it. That's why I would pass them. You pass pro-life bills because communists flee your area when you do. You ever talk to a real estate agent in a red area that passed pro-life bills? I live in Texas, as you well know. We passed an abortion ban here. I have multiple real estate agents I know. Every single one of them said, oh my gosh, the liberals are all selling their houses. They're leaving. They're leaving the state. You pass pro-life bills not just because it's the right thing to do. You talk about it not just because it's the right thing to do. You do it because it matters and it's a culture win. A culture win. That's what we want. It's culture win. We don't shy away from culture wins. We wade into cultural issues. We have to be bold. We have to lead. So no more. It's not my fault. We should hide. No more. Bold. Leadership. Inspiring. Let us go fight. It is a new year, and I am fired up and ready. All right. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention. I can't believe I forgot to mention. We have Medal of Honor Monday still coming up. That's 45 minutes. And I didn't even bring that up. All right, I'm gonna bring up one more thing on this. And then I'm going to give you a great example, actually. Courtesy of New York, I'm going to give you a great example of how this works. Before I do that, let me do a little PSA for you here. Found this out the hard way. Opened up my phone, because everyone checks their emails on their phone. I have an email. And I'm looking at my home title, and looks like my signature on it and the wife's signature on it. What happened? Home titles are all online now. They're not. It's not a piece of paper in a bank vault anymore. If you own a home, your home title's online. Home title theft is the cybercrime that is destroying everything right now. People are getting evicted from their homes. They hack into your home title, forge your signature on it. They go take loans out against your home. You don't know that no one calls you, believe it or not. You start getting late notices in the mail and then an eviction notice. Home title lock will stop it. I have home title lock ever since it happened to me. Go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and sign up. They will stop it. Hometitlelock.com/Jesse. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
Come on, come on, let's work together.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And don't stress, vacation is over. There's no more plans to do anything for a couple months. It's going to be a couple months before I leave this chair again, unless I get in a car wreck or something like that, in which case you have to find something else to listen to. A couple more things on this. Just hang with me for a second. I heard Kathy Hochul sworn in as governor today.
I, Kathy Hochul,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
I can't listen to that voice anymore. But she goes on to describe having to do something about people fleeing her state. We have to understand, especially when we talk about the pro-life thing, that human migration, although not for everybody, maybe you're born and raised there, but human migration is the nature of man. And people are and will seek out an area that shares their values. And I understand full well that there are job constraints and family constraints and all kinds of reasons why maybe you haven't or maybe you can't yet. But you also have to understand the nature of man is people, they leave. When they're in an area that they feel is hostile to them, they leave. People packed up. There was a time in New York, there was a time when you couldn't get a moving van. I remember I was talking to my buddy Buck Sexton about it, as you know, is a New York guy. And he was in New York at the time. And he was saying there were people that couldn't get a moving van because they were all booked because so many people were leaving. They felt that their government had turned hostile to them and they've left. This is going to be the norm, but we can use it to our benefit too. We should be hostile too. We have got to develop a more offensive, aggressive mentality. We should treat people horribly who are our enemies. And I know that's counter to everything you've ever heard. I'll tell you, here's a little example. Here's a little vacation story for you. We were in the Bahamas, by the way. We went to the Bahamas. It was very nice. I'll give you all the updates. I won't be back. I'll give you all the goods and the bads and everything else. But it was very nice. We were in the Bahamas. We were staying at Atlantis. And thank you to all of you who came up to me and wanted to take pictures and say hi and stuff like that. I love that stuff. And you're always so gracious about it. Some dude bought us tequila shots, Chris. People were just wonderful. People, you guys are always so wonderful. And that's always welcome. You don't have to be sheepish. Come on up and talk to me. Anyway, standing out outside the hotel having a beer. And having a beer with a few guys who were also kind of strangers. We just all ended up there having a beer. But we were there just talking about life and what we think about this and the beach and the weather. And just doing that, having a quick beer with a couple strangers outside. Everyone's on vacation. Dude walks up and, hi, guys. And I'm like, yeah, come on in. We're just standing in a circle like guys do. And the dude says, or I say to him, oh, nice, what's your name? I forget what his name. I think it starts with a D. I shouldn't give it out anyway. And I said, oh, where are you from? Making conversation. He said, oh, I'm from Kentucky. And I said, oh, awesome. I love Kentucky. And I really do. Kentucky's an awesome state. I said, sweet. I love Kentucky. Great state. And he says this to me. Two idiot senators. Out of nowhere. There was no political talk. Didn't know who I was. Two idiot senators. And I agree with them halfway. So I said, well, you got one good one. Rand Paul's pretty good. No, he sucks. He's an idiot, too. And so everyone's already looking at each other, giving each other the side eye, like, okay, what is this? Political already? Someone said something completely unrelated. Oh, yeah, coming back to the hotel. It's nice to see everyone back to the hotel again. Someone else said it, and this guy, you know what he says? Yeah, now that those unvaccinated got figured out. Out of the blue. And I said, brother, I think you were in the wrong circle, and I think you should go back inside. And he just turned, he looked at me and he couldn't believe I said it to him. He turned around and walked away and went back inside. Now, maybe you think I was mean. I'm telling you, this is how we have to do it. We have to be aggressive. You should feel the shame of being a despicable communist. And we have to do it legally as well. We have to be openly hostile to the communist as he is to us every chance he gets legally. And I'm talking about through legislation. Oh, we shouldn't talk about the pro-life issue. You should pass pro-life bills just because they make him mad. Just because they'll make him flee. Because human migration is real. And you should want this scourge. You should want it from your shores. You should want it gone. That's why you do it. And one final thing on this. But because I want to get to this machete attack in Times Square. Really ugly, but I just think we should probably have a conversation about something. Anyway, before I get to that, one final thing on this. I hear people, and maybe you're saying it right now. I hear people say all the time, Jesse, it's not the hill to die on. Jesse, there are more important things. Jesse, that's not the hill to die on. And okay, we're not going to go into the pro-life issue. I'm not going into that right now. But I'm going to ask you this, and I really mean this. And if you're saying that right now, Jesse, it's not the hill to die on. Let me ask you a couple questions. One, who controls the culture? Do we control it or do the communists control it now? Okay. Communists have complete control of it. Okay. Good. When's the last time you heard a single Democrat ever say this isn't the hill to die on? Anyone? Oh, you haven't? That's because they're interested in winning. They're interested in winning the culture war. We're interested in popularity. They know power matters. We think popularity matters, even if it's unpopular. Pass it anyway. Offense, aggressive at all times. All right, let's talk about machetes and short people, Chris, but not necessarily not necessarily connected. You know what? That's actually a really good point, because we're going to go over this article, why they're saying it's better to be short now than tall. Now, I was going to sit down here and I was going to tell you that MyPillow still has my slippers on sale for $49.98. That's $90 off right now. The greatest slippers ever. You wear them inside or outside. But here's what I'm worried about, Chris. Do they go small enough to fit these people who are five? Do they have baby sizes? I'm not sure if you're 5 feet tall. What, Chris? I'm just asking. Maybe, you know what? I'll get a hold of Mike Lindell. They're all $49.98 right now, and I love that because it's $90 off. Maybe I should ask him, because there's so much less material, can a guy who's under 5'5", can he get a discount of some kind? A kid's discount. Exactly right, Chris. That's why they eat free at like IHOP and stuff like that. Anyway, my slippers are on sale. Screaming deal. $49.98. You got to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Let's talk about machetes.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like you've got some oldies coming tonight, more so than usual, Chris. Oh, I'm not complaining. I dig that song. Absolutely. You know what other song we need? That I heard it on the radio, and I was singing it to myself. And you know what a great voice I have as a front man, Chris. That Under the Boardwalk song. The Under the Board. What, Chris? Don't make me go. I'll hit some notes out here. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will, Chris. Anyway, go find the Under the Boardwalk song and don't play the crappy parts of it either. Dear Professor Handsome, you know what? That's a great name for me, Chris. Can we get new business cards made up? Anyway, I never cared for much for World War history, except as it related to my family members who died in them. But your enthusiastic readings of Medal of Honor Mondays and occasional history spots has inspired me to learn more. I'm halfway through my audiobook. I'm so dyslexic, I'm basically illiterate, she says, of the Guns of August, and I can't believe how much I didn't know about World War II, especially how many of the heads of state were related. Creepy. Anyway, Knowing how boring most kids think history is because it's being taught in a boring way by bored teachers, and how much free time you have as a part-time radio host, that's not nice. I think you'd be a great guest history speaker, like Bill Nye, but not crazy, Jesse the history buff guy. And who knows, maybe you'll be famous one day. Thanks for doing what you do. Blessings to your family in the new year. I like teaching history here. I don't want to teach history any other place. I would, because I love it so much. I would, but I like doing it right here. And we do have Medal of Honor Monday coming up like 30 minutes from now. All right. Let's get to this. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this because it's ugly. And it's a new year. New year, new me, Chris. I just came up with that. What, Chris? Anyway, it's the new year. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I'm sure you saw machete attack in Times Square. Couple cops get hit in the head with a machete, which doesn't feel good. Keep those cops, their families, in your prayers. Other cop shoots him in the shoulder. Guy goes down. So instantly everyone's wondering, what's the story? Who is this guy? What's the motivation? That's what everyone wants. And I'm not going to give out his name. You know, I don't do that. I just don't do that. These people do this stuff half the time for the fame. So I'm not doing it. Turns out it's a kid. Well, I say kid. It's a young man. Radicalized, a radical Islamist, but radicalized online, and lost his father in 2018 to a drug overdose. And what you're hearing now is neighbors, friends, family saying no one ever expected it. No one ever expected it. This didn't seem like the type of guy. The very quiet family didn't seem like the type. Didn't seem like the type. Apparently, he was a high school football player. I mean, just good grades. It just kind of lost it and got radicalized online. I'm not going to spend any time on the incident. I'm going to say this, and again, I feel like I'm doing these more and more, but as a father and as my kids get older, I think about this stuff a lot now. I want you to be careful out there, and I'm not saying that in the general sense. Just be careful out there. That's such a stupid thing to say. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Be careful. I want you to be aware that in this day and age, with the loneliness as people live their lives online, with the loss as people lose their lives from overdoses, from all kinds of things, the financial loss that's happening out there. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe you just lost your job. Maybe you just got fired. December's the time they do a lot of firing to get ready for the new year. Job losses, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, loneliness. Everything's more expensive. We're experiencing something now that people have experienced throughout history. It's not unique to us, but something that's difficult. You, unless you've had some serious pay raises in the last 2 years, and maybe you have if you have, good for you, but unless you have, you've watched your standard of living go down. Virtually every person listening to the sound of my voice has a lower standard of living now than they did before, as this recession sets in and inflation goes up. But I don't need to belabor the point. The lockdowns, everything else. When I say be careful, this is what I mean. Put your phone away when you're in public. That's one. Two, be more aware of people around you than you normally are now. Even, and I'm stressing this, even, quote, normal looking guy. All right? Everyone is aware of the homeless dude with half a shirt on who's peeing on himself on the sidewalk, scraggly beard, matted hair. Everyone gives that guy a wide berth. I don't need to tell you to avoid that human being. Be more aware that the normal looking guy, t-shirt, jeans, tennis shoes, oh, you got a New York Yankees hat on. Be more aware that he may not be somebody who's doing well. A lot of people out there are not doing well. Now, you know who else isn't doing well? And this is not unique to this day and age. This is basically universal. Short people.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live. They got little hands, little eyes.
Quit. Walk around. You know what, Chris? Don't turn it off. Just turn it down. I'm just going to read the article, okay? It's from the New York Times. Opinion. There's never been a better time to be short. It's right there in the first. I just highlighted a couple quick things there. At 5 feet even, being tall is a widely held fantasy of superiority that long ago should have been retired. Okay. One. At 5 feet even, you're not short. You're a dwarf. All right. You have dwarfism. I've officially diagnosed you. Dr. Jesse has diagnosed you with dwarfism, which actually, believe it or not, Chris, I think is 4'10". I think 4'10" is the limit for dwarfism because I remember, because I know you're going to find this shocking, I put my foot in my mouth sometimes and I speak before I think. So you know the wife was on the gymnast. She was a gymnast. She was on the Canadian national team. She was on University of Arizona on a full scholarship. Well, gymnasts are generally hot and gymnasts are generally short. So she had teammates. She's short. She's 5'2". She had teammates who were even shorter than her. And I had read some, I forget what the stat exactly was, but I met one of her short teammates. It's the first time I'd ever met her. And we were talking about how the wife was actually taller than she was. And she said how tall she was. And she's 4'10". And I said, oh, that's interesting. Did you know what, like, I forget what the number, it's 1 in 500. I said, did you know 1 in 500 people suffer from dwarfism? And the wife just died. She just died. I didn't mean anything by it. I was trying to make conversation. Sorry for trying to be nice. Anyway, let's get back to the article. It made sense to fawn over height when it facilitated survival. This is the part that got me more than anything else. Ages ago, when the necessity of defending oneself cropped up daily, if not hourly, tall people could more easily protect their families and so on and so forth. Okay, let's hold on for a sec. People are so sheltered today. Do you think nobody defends you today? That's one. Two, do you really think in history there was sword fighting and axe throwing all the time? Or are those just the things they write books about and they make movies about? Lots of people live pretty docile, peaceful lives in history as well. Now, sadly, I am running out of time in this segment. But if you thought I was going to finish there, you are sorely mistaken. We'll be back with more short people.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to tell you about my vacation. Just rub it in your face. What, Chris? I'll give you a little tidbit. This is what I have to deal with. This is the lack of knowledge I have to deal with here in the studio. Just so you know, I'm going to give you the highs. I'm going to give you the lows. And there were plenty of both for the trip. The low was the food. I'll explain. No, hold on, Chris. I'll explain. I was in the Bahamas. Okay, the Bahamas. You know where that is? The Caribbean, the Bahamas. You know what Chris said to me when I complained about the food? I'm not making this up, I swear. He said, weren't you eating Mexican food? Did you think the Bahamas were in Mexico, Chris? It's not close enough. It's close enough? What does that mean? You know what, Chris. I'll address this in a little bit. We still have Medal of Honor Monday coming up 10, 15 minutes from now, and then I'll rub my vacation in everyone's face, and then we'll rip on Mitch McConnell. We'll give the latest on Jeffrey Epstein creepyism and all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to go back to this short people article here really briefly because it actually does lead to something. Again, New York Times article, there's never been a better time to be short. Eventually, she gets to the point. It's all about resources. Quote, short people don't just save resources, but as resources become scarcer because of the Earth's growing population and global warming, they may also be better suited for long-term survival. She then goes on to quote our friend Yuval Noah Harari, the guy I've played for you several times on the show, The guy that says we have to move beyond the God of the Bible. The guy that says the world is full of useless eaters who don't have a point in being here. Either. Oh, you do you have him, Chris? Oh, you dig us up some Yuval Noah, just in case you're brand new to the show.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they are just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond the God of the Bible.
Okay, let's have a little chat here. Because I brought this up before, but I think it's important we bring this up again. We talk a lot about the 20th century madmen, the genocidal maniacs, the Stalins, the Hitlers, the Maos, the worst people who've ever lived, responsible for how many million? What, 40, 50 million for Stalin and Mao? Hitler's got to have 20 or 30 on his resume. It's a lot. It's a staggering numbers of lives gone. You don't realize it, but the 21st century madmen, they speak differently. They sound a lot nicer. In fact, sounds like they're trying to help. But the 21st century madmen will kill many, many, many more people than all the Stalins and Hitlers and Maos could ever have imagined by an order of magnitude. And when I say that, people say, Jesse, you're crazy. Jesse, that what are you talking about? Well, don't take it from me then. Take it from them.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
500 years ago, the world's population was 90% less than it is right now. Now, I'm not a mathematician. I went to community college, but got about 7 billion people on the planet. She thinks, 90% of those need to go. Do the math, carry the one. That tells me they think about 6 billion people are going to have to go. Oh, maybe you think that's a one-off. By the way, that was Jane Goodall with the World Economic Forum. Maybe that's a one-off. Well, here's one, because we're about to bring up some Epstein stuff anyway, so it's always a good time to talk about Bill Gates when we're going to do that. Bill Gates, heavily responsible for buying America's farmland, heavily responsible for pushing that vaccine. So weird how responsible he was for all that. Well, here's Bill Gates, one of the most, if not the most influential people on the planet.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication.
I'm not going to go into the whole thing. Falling all the way to zero. And then there was this little bit just played on 60 Minutes.
Finding solutions to the problems was the goal 2 weeks ago at the UN Biodiversity Conference, where nations agreed to conservation targets. But at the same meeting in 2010, those nations agreed to limit the destruction of the Earth by 2020, and not one of those goals was met.
You know that there is no political will to do any of the things that you're recommending.
I know there's no political will to do any of the things that I'm concerned with, which is exactly why I and the vast majority of my colleagues think we've had it, that the next few decades will be the end of the kind of civilization we're used to.
In the 50 years since Ehrlich's
That's Paul Ehrlich, by the way. Just so you know, the 21st century madmen who are going to try to kill about 5 to 6 billion of us, they're all going to do so to save us. All of them. Don't ever buy it, all right? All right. Now, Medal of Honor. Monday time, I have to rub my vacation in your face. That's always so much fun. We have to talk about Fred. Fred's the dog that got so excited. He's our dog. He's an idiot. He gets so excited sometimes that he pees himself. I know, Chris, I know, especially when we get back, because he lives and dies for us. If all four people aren't there, he's just a mess. He won't eat. He goes on a hunger strike. So when we go on vacation, he's a mess. Fred also has had two other issues in his life. Ear infections. He's a golden doodle. Apparently, they're very prone to them. So you have to put all these, it's miserable. You have to swab out his ears and put this medicine in there. Ear infections and throwing things up. I don't know why. I've always monitored. We try to give him good dog food. We don't let him just run around and eat rabbit turds, but he throws things up. So we went looking for some kind of a solution, because I'll be frank with you, there was a while, especially for the wife, because she was on cleanup duty most of the time. She was at wit's end having to come home and clean up dog vomit every time. That gets real old real fast. We found Rough Greens. R-U-F-F. Rough Greens. Dr. Dennis Black started it. Ranger, Green Beret, total stud. He loves dogs. He's a dog freak. Totally loves dogs. It's not new food, because I wouldn't want to do that. It's a supplement you sprinkle on the dog food you already have. He says dog food is dead food. We put it in Fred's breakfast every morning. Fred hasn't vomited in 2 months. Not one time. Rough Greens. And haven't had an ear infection in 2 months. Try it. Free jumpstart trial bag. All you have to pay is the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Get you a free trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.